पूर्णमदा पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते.
रीड द ट्रांसलेशन. I thought of giving this a figurative, like a visualization exercise. So, if this is the personality of Godhead, what Ishvarupanishad is telling us is, He is perfect and complete. From Him, all emanations from Him. Everybody is clear about the word emanation? Emanate. To come forth. To come out. So all emanations, such as this phenomenal world, what we stay around, what we see around, that is a phenomenal world, are also perfectly equipped as complete wholes. That means, if these are said to be phenomenal worlds, this is like one universe. Normal universe is round, okay, we'll give it a round shape. Brahmanda. So, this Ishvarupanishad is saying, these are also equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. But because He is the complete, even though complete units are coming out from Him, He remains complete balance. He doesn't get decreased. He doesn't get less. He doesn't experience the loss, in one word. Like, you may be the richest man. You may not be able to count your money. But still, your money is limited. So if I take 1 lakh rupees from you, there is a loss. There is an understanding that some of my money is going away. Isn't it? So this doesn't happen with Krishna. So creation, which is such a big thing for karmis, when somebody creates something, we find भगवान विष्णु कैसे सृष्टि का निर्माण करते हैं मथुरा मोहन प्रभु हृदय के अंदर भगवान विष्णु सृष्टि का निर्माण उनके शरीर से कैसे सृष्टि बाहर निकलती है तब वो क्या करते होते हैं जब सृष्टि का निर्माण हो रहा है तभी हाँ प्रकृति पे देखते हैं लेकिन जब ब्रह्मांड बाहर आते हैं उनके शरीर से तभी उनके मुख पे उनके शरीर में क्या दिखता है एग्जैक्टली और उनका चेहरा कैसा दिखता है तब हाँ चमकीला व्हाट यू से इज करेक्ट वो शास्त्र बताते हैं वो निद्रा में होते हैं नॉर्मली नोबडी कैन क्रिएट व्हाइल ही इज पीसफुली स्लीपिंग What does the jiva create when he is sleeping? Sweat maybe, but what we are looking for is fantasies. The same thing which you see in the Supreme Absolute Truth, you will find in small parts in his emanations. So,
The jiva can only create fantasies. He creates his own worlds. I am the boss in my own company. I am the ruler of my own country. So that is compared, or not exactly that is compared, that is a perverted reflection of the Supreme Lord in his nidra state. Just imagine, for us to create something takes so much effort. And for him, this is how Krishna gives value to this material world in one sense. Then do you think this has taken my attention? This is something which I should be proud of? In one lecture, Prabhupada is telling a girl, because you are a young girl and you are beautiful, doesn't mean your stool also is beautiful. Because your body is material. So what has come out of your body, it may or may not be, like it may be 10% less or 20% less. But for the human body, what we give away, it can't be compared. Like if you say this person is a brilliant singer, so his stool may be like having some singing quality in it. Maybe the actual mode of coming out may have some sound. But otherwise, somebody is a very learned person. Is his stool valuable? So humor apart, what Prabhupada is saying is, to put it very plainly, this material world resembles the stool of Krishna. Don't put it literally. It means some energy which has been is given up. No loss. Do you feel a big loss if you spend more time in the toilet? No. The graphic way in which Prabhupada is saying these things, he just wants to make people understand that external potency is like a very, very insignificant part of Krishna's personality. But the jiva soul are so enamored by beauty and truth and value and principles and wealth and everything in here. That's the tragedy. So we continue reading from page 15, second paragraph, first line. Baldev Prabhu, please read, beginning from all facilities. Loud and clear.
Haribol. All facilities are given to the small complete units, namely the living beings, to enable them to realize a complete whole. All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. The human form of life is a complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being, and it is obtained after evolving through 8,400,000 species of life in the cycle of birth and death. If in this human life of full consciousness, the living entity does not realize his completeness in relation to the complete whole, he loses the chance to realize his completeness and is again put into the evolutionary cycle by the law of material nature.
Thank you. Prabhupada is saying here, all facilities are given to the small complete units. Now let's say instead of these becoming Brahmandas, these are just living beings. So all facilities are given to the small complete units to enable them to realize the complete whole. What facilities are required to realize the complete whole? Like when we say you need to have management, management means men, material, money, machinery and management. The process of doing things, 5 M's. This is what we learned in our 12th standard. Commerce, 12th standard commerce. Or 4 things for enterprise is land, labor, capital, organization. You engineers have something like that? Something in this region, 3 things, 4 things, aisa kuch hai? Nothing? No example? Huh? Nothing comes to your mind. Sudham Prabhu, what is required for a good sweet rice? 50 liters of milk, 50 kilos of dry fruits. How much sugar? Half. Then 25. For 10 liters, 1 kg. So 50 liters, 5 kg sugar. Then fire, utensils, and the most important ingredient, Sudham Prabhu himself. So when you combine all these, you get one of the best sweet rices you would ever taste in ISKCON. So similarly, think about these lines. I want all of you to brainstorm. What facilities are required for the living entity to realize the Supreme Lord? Consciousness, okay. Knowledge, mercy, spiritual master. Sadhu Sangha, Bhagwan ki Leela, very important point. Unless the Lord comes and shows what it is, we can't understand. Barabar hai. Aur kya? Bhagwan ko janne ke liye, jeev ko kya suvidha chahiye? Huh? Intelligence. Human body. From a spiritual perspective, only three are required. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. From a spiritual point of view. From a material point of view, for his food, it's already arranged. Which is the verse which says that food is already arranged for a living entity? Annat Bhavanti Bhutani. Jivasya Jivanam. Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. That is one verse. Annat Bhavanti Bhutani. Which verse gives the Jiva reassurance that you everything what you require is there already? One classic verse. Yoga Kshema Mahamyam. I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Yeah. Exactly. Who said that? Good. Nityo Nityanam Chitanas Chitananam Eko Bahunam Yovidudati Kama. Let's give him a big hand. Because in this verse, it is said that this and this are equals actually. They are both called Nityas. They are both called Chetanas. But he is called the chief of the Nityas. The chief of the people who are having Chetanas. Just like J.R.D. Tata and his directors and his officers, they are all called the Tata family. The employees are, these are the people who work for telco. But then one is a boss. Isn't it? One fellow is a big boss. JRD is the big boss. He provides everybody, technically, not in the real sense. So, what you say is correct. Annat Bhavanti, Yogakshemam Vahamyam, Jivo Jivasa Jivanam. But actually, Eko Yo Bahunam Vidadati Kaman. One eternal provides the needs of all other eternals, all other conscious beings. So these facilities are given to the small complete units. Is there a story or an analogy in one of our scriptures or life history of saints or sadhus to show that the facilities are right, are present right from the time of birth? Yes.
Shridhar Swami wanted to.
Shridhar Swami, please give that example. Give me, let him speak it first. Where's the microphone? Okay, speak loudly.
Shridhar Swami wanted to take sannyas, so he had a small child, so he saw
that a lizard, he was wondering who will take care of his child.
Jor se bolo na.
So he was wondering who will take care of his child, so then he saw a lizard give birth to a baby lizard, and she immediately, that lizard immediately caught an insect and ate it. So he thought nobody has given us training, nobody has given that lizard a training, but Nature provides for everyone.
You all know this story? Any other story? Yes.
Hunter, what is his name? Mrugare, Mrugare. Because he thought he cannot live without hunting. Narada Muni said, just depend on God. It was provided.
You can say it, Swami, Mrugare also. Any other example? Jagai Madai. How?
Mahaprabhu gives him, after Mahaprabhu gives them free from the sinful action, they were already depending on saving Vaishnavas, on the Ghat.
Well, maybe, I'm not seeing the point though, but the fact is, we are talking in terms of a real simple example where something is immediately evident. Like the Siddhar Swami, you know Siddhar Swami example? He was seeing that, who will take care of this baby? And then he saw the baby lizard coming out of the egg right now. And just next to it was the fly. Which just ate it. What is your example? Shivas Thakur. Clapping three times. But I am asking you, will you realize it in your life or will you tell it to some... Yeah, exactly. So it's a bit of an example which you don't give to neophytes, or it's not something which can be realized immediately. Narad Muni example can be given. How he just came out. First canto, sixth chapter. There is a Hindi poet who said, what did he say that? Ajgar kare so chakari, panchi kare so kaam, das maluka kahe gaye sabka data ram. He says, this python, what kind of job it does? Okay, chakri kare jata hai kisar subha subha. The panchi kya kaam karta hai? Everybody is eating. So this maluka das, this devotee is saying, Ram is feeding everybody. There is no need, as Prabhupada used to say, no need to thank God because he is feeding you. That's his job. As a father, he would. So for many religions, praying to God for their bread is at one level of realization. Prabhupada says it's a very, very elementary class of realization. So facilities provided by the Lord does not really mean food, clothing, shelter and other things. Radhan Maharaj gives an example. He was in some college. So he said, if a person's daughter or son comes home from school in the evening and asks their parents, will you feed me tomorrow? They said, yes. When I go to school tomorrow, will you give me some tiffin? Said, yes. Will I also be getting clothes tomorrow? He said, yes. And when I come back home, will I also get something to eat? He said, yes, why do you ask? No, I'm just checking, just making, confirming whether tomorrow something is being made ready for me or not. So this is an ordinary parent would say, I would starve, but I would feed you. Normally, no kid of that level, they ask their parents. But if they were supposed to ask, the parents would feel insulted. Isn't it? Similarly, human beings, if they go to God and ask for food, clothing and shelter, it's like insulting God's intelligence. Why we don't see people having these things? It's because of human greed or inequality of distribution. No fault of God's. This point clear? So all forms of incompleteness, the first statement says everything is complete. There is no need of any adjustment. All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. What do you mean by incomplete knowledge of the Supreme Lord?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Approaching him for some temporary benefits where he is capable to give us the supreme goal of life, a residence, like going back home, back to Godhead.
Okay, one example is, Prabhupada says, a person going to a king and begging from him some ash. Have you heard this in Prabhupada lectures any time? The king can give so much. But if you ask from him ash, so you can clean your utensils or whatever, that's like having complete incomplete knowledge about this person, what his power is. How else do we understand? All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of Krishna. What is incomplete knowledge of Krishna? Both are technically complete. But here he is saying that all forms of incompleteness. What are the forms of incompleteness we experience in this world? I am not hearing.
The supreme absolute truth is defined as one who is full with all the six opulences. So incomplete knowledge may be that supreme lord, he may be wealthy but he may not be merciful. This kind of incomplete knowledge, he may not be the wealthiest.
That's a good point. He may be, you know, these things. Good point, excellent point. Omni is a Greek word. I hope so, maybe Latin. I think it's Greek. These three words, they give a classic mystery twist to understanding God. They are one words: omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Omnipotent means, omni means all. Omnipotent means all powerful. That means there is no power which can equal to God's power. Omniscient means knowing, aware, conscious. Omnipresent means all pervading, present everywhere, having potencies everywhere. So many people feel that due to so many problems being seen in this world, take only two of these. You can't have all three. Only two are possible. If God is omnipotent, is all powerful, and is omniscient, is knowing everything, but he is not everywhere, otherwise he would have prevented that. Somewhere a young child is being killed. So God is omnipotent, he is powerful to stop that person from killing. God is knowing that is happening, but he is not simply everywhere. So he gets a call, like the police rush there, but it's too late. The crime is already committed. Or they say, God is omniscient, he is knowing this is happening. God is omnipresent, he is everywhere, but he is not omnipotent. Thoda power kam pad gaya. Or he is omnipotent, he is knowing everything, he is powerful, he is powerful, he is present, but he is not knowing this is happening. So this is a big, big problem. It's a big hole in the logic. For many people trying to understand God, how can an all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful God permit so many things happening? This is one level of incompleteness. Again, just remind, what was your point you said?
Yeah, God may be wealthy, but he may not be like all good. He may not be merciful, he may not know.
He may be knowing, but he may not be all good. Like we are taking names here. For those who are new, don't mind. We are not interested in bashing any religion, but we are just, this is a brahmachari class, these people have given their lives for understanding this theology. So we are just taking, in a non-offensive way, some names. If you are confused, let me know afterwards. The Parsis, they have the philosophy that there is Zarathustra, Ahura Mazda, who is God. And God has a rival. And the rival, dark, Satan, evil, he is equally powerful. So when there is a, they are both equally powerful, like equally powerful teams. Like you see sometimes India, Pakistan playing hockey or cricket or in the tennis. Which are the famous tennis duos who always, no guessing for who can win. In our time there was Borg and McEnroe. I don't know if you remember them. Huh? Boris Becker and Edberg. Anyway, so don't dwell too much on these, but they have to understand that like these two powerful personalities, there is no surety who is going to win. So this particular theology says, the Parsis think like that in your particular life, Manandas, right now, in your life, God is doing something. And Satan is also trying to do something else. If Satan wins, bad luck for you. You may cut your leg, there may be a lawsuit against you, you may lose your business, your wife may run away, your child may fail in exams, you may lose your mind. Why? Because God wanted to help you, but he lost. So wait till the next match begins. Well, God may win. Huh? That is next day, next moment, can be anything. So when you have such an understanding of God who is not all powerful, so what many religions or many paths do is to see this world as the standard and then try to evolve an understanding of God by seeing at this world, which is sometimes true or sometimes doesn't work. Like if this kitchen is the best kitchen, the cooks inside are the best cooks, and the dal which comes up from the kitchen, I taste it, I say, it's good. So now I know the kitchen is best, cooks are best, but the best kitchen, best cook, and the dal comes with a cockroach in it. Hey, what is this? But that may have nothing to do with the kitchen or the cooks also. Something on the way, somebody must have hacked the software, as they say, put something in it. So, Vaishnavism doesn't see this world and then understand God by seeing this world. Because as we saw, this world is a given up energy of Krishna. You can't understand Krishna by seeing this world only. You have to have knowledge which comes top down. We don't go bottom up. Is it clear? I forgot to tell you, there are some devotees here sitting at the back benches especially. They are finding that some of the things we discuss are like ferex, maybe food. So for them, we need to go deeper in the issues also. The Brahmachari class is not only meant to make things very simple. It is also meant as a going deeper exercise. So the limit of going deeper is up to you. Whatever you want. Yesterday, Gaurakishore Prabhu told me that this is the best class I have ever attended in my whole life. And you are the best speaker I have ever seen in my life. But when will this end? So I understood the first two statements were like pleasantries exchanged just for the final one. Yeah, to make the blow soft. Like there is some animal who puffs on your body and then bites. I think a bear does like that. Huh? Rats, yeah. They make it very simple if you are sleeping. So I told him the length of the class depends on the absorbing capacity of the audience. It doesn't depend on what we say here. If you challenge, we can go much deeper into anything. So, forms of incompleteness means having, in simple words, having some doubts about God. Forms of incompleteness simply means having doubts about God, whether he can do this, whether he can do that, why is he not present here, why can't I do this, why can't he do this? And they are all experienced due to incomplete knowledge about Krishna. Who can give complete knowledge of Krishna? He himself. And what is the example of someone giving knowledge about himself only by his own prerogative? Yes. What is that? Invited guest asking what kind of... Okay, you ask somebody about himself, then he tells. In our daily life, what is the example to see, to know, to interact with someone who only reveals himself by his own sweet will? Prasadam. There is still some time, 45 minutes. In our daily life, this is something we do almost regularly. Huh? There is one material object which only reveals by its own sweet will. Exactly. Give a small cheer for Rajkumar Prabhu. Prabhupada said the sun cannot be revealed by your own endeavors. It is 8 o'clock at night. Where the sun gone? Has somebody switched it off? The sun is there. One lecture Prabhupada analyzed it. Make yourself a big torch. All you engineers, make a big torch. Big enough. You have to use light from the sun only to power it. And make it go all over the dark universe and see where the sun is. That means you are in darkness, but you can still see the sun. It happens in material life. Aapka ghar ka light gaya hai, lekin dusre ghar ka light dikhta hai tumko. But why can't any human being see that he is in night and just ahead there is some brilliant day? See, when you are on the borderline, it's a different thing. If you are taking a flight, and the flight crosses the date line, so you leave in the evening and again reach in the evening only somewhere when you are traveling, but if you cross it, still the distinction is clear. Here it is day, here it is night. So Prabhupada says, a simple material object like the sun, you simply have to wait till it comes. And once it comes, you can't say, now go back. No. That means you have no control over it. It comes of its own, stays there, goes down, again comes back. Finally, actually nothing happens like that. You only move. It is as it is. So Krishna stays where he is. Our life revolves around different series of Maya. Sometimes we see Krishna, sometimes we don't. So, incomplete knowledge of the complete whole is the only remedy is when the complete whole or Krishna himself reveals. Can we say the Bhagavad Gita is the time when Krishna revealed himself? Yes. As Mathura Mantra wrote, when Krishna exhibits his Leela, that's when people try to understand. Who can he be? The Bhagavatam also has mentions of so many other common people. Like if you read 10th canto, they are gossiping, hey, he did this, he did that. They were not sadhus or rishi munis, they were common city people, town people. The human form of life is a complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being. What does it mean? The human form of life is a complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being. Correct. If the body is taken to be like an apartment, agar apne body ko, sharir ko, deha ko ek ghar ke roop mein diya, so there are some bodies without windows, some without doors, some with no toilets, some with no balconies, some with no gardens, some with no terrace, some with no garage, some with only two rooms. But the human form of life is like a apartment complex which has everything. Whatever you want, it is there. Because this body is like an apartment. We stay there temporarily. So, a dog is as much a living being as you and me. But his house may not have a garden. He cannot speak, he can only bark. A tree has nothing, no facility for speaking. Movement is almost nil. So in this way, the human form of life, you can ask questions, you can ask about who am I, why am I suffering, how can I get out, three fundamental questions. And Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, not Krishna, our Gaur Krishna Prabhu, he asked me this question that, read this carefully, it is obtained after evolving through 8.4 million species of life. But then he said there are 400,000 human species of life. So how do we understand this? Gaur Govind Prabhu? Yes. You see all kinds of life forms here?
Not exactly, not all kinds of life forms, but the I am talking about evolution in terms of consciousness. Like, it's very easily observed that some devotees are much more, they are submissive, more inclined towards reading Shastra, and some are not so inclined towards, some are quite, we could say that, you know, they need much more to be done. Speaking about myself.
The question or the confusion is, Rath Bihari Prabhu, does it mean that after 8.4 million species you get a human birth? No, speak in the microphone.
Depending on how we utilize this human form of life, then we go through all the various species, and then again we get a human species, life in human species.
Got it? No. What is the conclusion? Yes. After 8 million births, which are in the other species, your human birth series starts. No more new questions. Let us solve this first.
But this human species of four-like human species is not restricted to this planet only. It can be in any other part of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not needed that you have to go through all the four-like human species to evolve completely. Once you get human life, you can perfect it and go back to Godhead. You don't have to go through all the... Then the Vedic statements will not be perfect. That once you get human life, you can end the cycle of birth and death. It's nowhere said that you have to go through all the 4 lakh species and then you can end the cycle of birth and death.
This is another question. If somebody is condemned to become a tree, then how many trees varieties are there? Thavara Laksha Vinshati, 20 lakhs. You mean to say you have to be a tree in every species? Where?
Shikshastak Prabhu quoted in his Bhagavatam class one conversation of Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada says that it's not that you have to just take birth in a tree species, you have to go through each of the tree species. Now, this will not be applicable to human beings because we say that.
Wait a minute, so you understand? No, there is no each kind of dog. Dog comes in the Pashu category. So all Pashus. పశవ లక్షత్రింశతి 30 lakhs. He's saying 8.4 million includes the 400,000 human beings. So after that, after that what? End of the game. Computer hung. System not working. Resources too low.
Prabhuji, in human form of life, it is explained that there are 5 types of consciousness. So that is like avrita, completely covered. Then there is shankan. And human is a like that. It's in the middle stage. So if you are in human, if you have got human form of life, now you are potentially, you can become, you can perfect your life. So does it really matter that whether you go through all the 4 lakh species? If you get any of the 4 lakh species of human life, you can perfect and you can attain the...
I also think, according to my level of reasoning, reading, I have not seen, this one is the additional information. I also was thinking maybe it is just one tree or one dog. Now it is clearly said that Prabhupada... Yes. Aja, the link is where Prabhupada saw the surfers in Hawaii surfing. And he called them sea sufferers. He said they have to be every kind of fish. Then only they'll get, they'll go higher. Yeah. That is correct. Once you go, once you are put in one slot, you know, in Maharashtra and other places of India also, how they draw water from a canal or from a river bed, there is something called Rahat, Rahat Gadga. There are two bulls, and I cannot draw this, my drawing is not very good. And his whole thing is like a... This is all linked. So this thing goes like this. As it comes up, it fills. This is water here. So once this goes below this, it has water in it. It goes up. And there is a small thing. So water is poured over here. This has some inclination. It goes down like that to some other place. So many Marathi poets or even saints, they like to give this analogy when understanding the various species of life. So like once somebody gets stuck up here, there is no way he can go down. Because the way this thing is pulled, it always goes in this direction. Got it? Kisko nahi samjha hoga, shayad dekha nahi hoga. Abhi koi badama bhi nahi hai ye. For down, we had to go and ask people that, do you make these things? They said no. But they said, you make something, make it work and we will come to see it. Because we have lost the idea how to make it. So once you get stuck up in one particular species, from that point of view, why it is so that you can't go down? Exactly, there is no karma there. There is no action committed by them knowingly that I am going to kill a chicken, so it will be bad karma for me. No. Or I am going to be like a monkey, very peaceful. Not so peaceful, but I will not do any harm to anyone. No. Their bodies are like those, you know, those toys. After the winding up thing is over, now they won't play. So it's like fast. Like some species do live a lot. Like tortoises may live for 400 years. Crows live for 200 years, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so this is what we can offer. You're also required to do some research. I think the simplest kind of understanding to this statement is that there are 8.4 million species of life, you go through all of them, and when you come to the human form of life, that is the point of takeoff. If you can use it properly, because the the facilities given are the best so far. If in the human form of life, if in this human life of full consciousness, the living entity does not realize his completeness in relation to the complete whole, he loses the chance to realize his completeness and is again put into the evolutionary cycle by law of material nature. What is the completeness of the living entity? Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Just like a small screw from something, this part is worthless, worth 25 paise, material sense. But without this, this whole thing may dry and the whole thing may become useless. This doesn't happen with Krishna. Because we don't serve Krishna, Krishna is not saying, nobody is coming to serve me, what is this? It doesn't happen to him like that. So this example is not exactly fitting, but the fact is, he sees a sense of incompleteness because there is compassion. He is saying, I am already full. There is no dearth of, if some people feel if I don't serve Krishna, then there will be one servant less, or there will be some donation less for him. So Brahmaji is saying, what can you give him? There are Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam. Sambrama is always at awe and reverence. So that don't think that your contribution counts. If Krishna says surrender to me, that is for your benefit. So completeness of the unit of the living entity is in being connected to the complete whole. Any questions? Comments? Is Parsi a bona fide religion? Well, we don't go so much deep into that. But we just know that they have this kind of thing. That that God has a rival who is equally powerful like him. This also is due to the way in which you approach Krishna. Like the six systems of philosophy which we have are so difficult to understand. At the same time, these six people are very, very prominent. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says all of them are atheists. Except one which follows Vyasdeva's Vedanta understanding. So taking that this universe is made of atoms, this universe is going on because of karmic reaction, they may be very sophisticated people. They may not be having simple language like the Parsi saying that God lost yesterday. But they are the same people. They are the same kind of atheistic thing that they have. That why? For example, there are preachers on Ramayana who say that even Dasharatha didn't escape karma. Just see how powerful the law of karma is. What do you understand from that? That means they are trying to understand what the law of karma is. They know how powerful it is, but then their conclusion is completely wrong. You get me? There are Puranic examples which say how Draupadi was praying for five husbands and how that blah 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 blah, so many things came and then therefore she got it. At the reaction, she had to suffer like that. If anybody says a pure devotee is suffering a reaction, that statement itself says that BMR, basics mein rada. A devotee is asking, a devotee may be actually suffering a karmic reaction. But we don't know it, or he doesn't tell it.
No, he knows it. But he's not affected because Bhagavad Gita says no, that he's equal in happiness and distress.
So there is one level of understanding that a devotee doesn't suffer reaction. And there is one level of understanding that the devotee doesn't complain about the reaction. When you are not complaining, that means maybe you are still at the sadhana level, but you are saying that no, Krishna give me more, I am rascal, idiot, fool, dog, hog. Beat me more, give me more suffering. You are not complaining. But the level where the devotee doesn't suffer, in the sense he's not thinking at all that maybe Krishna did some mistake or why Krishna? Again, one comparison. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jesus Christ, there's a big movie about him, and that movie is so popular now, The Passion, and it is being shown in some Arabic countries, and even some Arabs are, so bad. So Christians are feeling, see, this is good preaching, man, you know. They are now appreciating. So we are not interested in that kind of preaching. You know, you get cheap observers or cheap followers for some time. He says, Christ at one moment. Now, of course, we can't really, this is not a judgment. This is what we are just repeating what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. At one point, he said, when the suffering was becoming more and more and more at an acute point, he says, my Lord, Father, please, if you can, take this suffering away from me. And the next moment, he says, no. The cup that my Father gives me, I have to drink it. So the Christians interpret this as, see the human form, see the human, humanness of Christ, that he complained that, please, you know, don't make me suffer like that. But then he showed his total surrender that, no, whatever you give me, I'll drink it. This is the desert language. Whatever cup you give me, I'll drink it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Haridas Thakur, when one marketplace is beating him, second, third, fourth, fifth, 22nd and the last marketplace, they were still beating him. And normally nobody would survive one or two or three marketplaces. His prayers became more and more acute. That please God, please Krishna, save them. Let them not suffer at all any reaction. So he says, this is the cutting edge. This is how you can understand who's where. We, in this subject, we may not even qualify to sit for the exam for such a suffering. That's a different thing. But the fact is, how much do you know? So Vishwanatha Chakravarti gives an example. Silk, if it is burnt, silk burns very quickly. So burnt silk, if like this is silk cloth, and if I very delicately I catch it, it will still look like silk. But the moment I touch it, it will all crumble. Because it's not silk at all, it's all burnt. So with this brilliant analogy, he says, the karma of a devotee, a pure devotee, from afar, looks like a proper cloth. But if you touch proper cloth, nothing happens. It will come back to shape again, it's solid. But a pure devotee's karma, it looks like a cloth. You may say, see, he suffered because of that. But if you touch it, it doesn't have to, it can't do any of the function of a cloth. So it is karma and not karma at the same time. We have 5 minutes. What do we do? Go to the next paragraph or have some questions. Enough? Next paragraph. Because we do not know that there is a complete arrangement in nature for our maintenance, we make efforts to utilize the resources of nature to create a so-called complete life of sense enjoyment. I mean, Prabhupada is just giving one blow after another in this purport. Because we do not know that there is a complete arrangement in nature for our maintenance, we make efforts to utilize the resources of nature to create a so-called complete life of sense enjoyment. That means, basically, inherently, a conditioned soul thinks that this world needs my help. Abhi main aaya hu na, abhi sab theek ho jayega. So our scientists, our philosophers, our poets, our singers, our dancers, our entertainers, they always say that, don't worry, now I am here, everything is going to be fine. I am producing the next movie which will give you complete entertainment. I am writing the next play which will make you really happy. I am doing this. Why we are saying against them is because they are all doing it separate from Krishna. So even a life of sense enjoyment, when it is done with this understanding that there is no complete arrangement, what does it result in?
Because the living entity cannot enjoy the life of senses without being doubted with the complete whole, the misleading life of sense enjoyment is delusion. Because the living entity cannot enjoy the life of senses, that is like the hand carrying a cake and saying that I am going to enjoy it. Me alone. Somebody says, how are you alone? How do you do with that? That's not your problem. I am going to enjoy it myself. But to enjoy a piece of cake, what is the most important part of a cake? Its taste. Does the hand have any avenue to experience the taste of the cake? Another part of the cake is its softness. You can say, I enjoy that. It's very soft, it's very nice. But it's incomplete. So after some time, what happens? The body suffers. The body says, is there a problem? You're an idiot, what are you doing here? You can't enjoy like that. But he's adamant. He's saying, no. The hand also suffers. And both die. The part and the whole. So the hand of a body is complete, is a complete unit only as long as it is attached to the complete body. When the hand is severed from the body, it may appear like a hand, but it actually has none of the potencies of a hand. Similarly, living beings are part and parcel of the complete whole, and if they are severed from the complete whole, the illusory representation of completeness cannot fully satisfy them. What is severance mean? Sever? Severance is separate. This is the gap. This is the hand. This is another hand. If he says, I'll raise this hand, he can raise it. But this hand he cannot raise because this is, it is cut off. So from one point of view, Prabhupada once says in lecture, material civilization is actually cut off from Krishna. Like you see in a movie or somebody's hand, it falls there. You say, okay, come back. It can't come back again. Now it can obey so many things because it is connected. The completeness of human life can be realized only when one engages in the service of the complete whole. All services in this world, whether social, political, communal, international, or even interplanetary. This is like a lawyer's document. Prabhupada has made it so complete that nobody can escape anything. Will remain incomplete until they are dovetailed with the complete whole. And the last statement is the icing on the cake. When everything is dovetailed with the complete whole, the attached parts and parcels also become complete in themselves. What does it mean? What do you mean when everything is dovetailed with a complete whole, the attached parts and parcels also become complete in themselves? There is a driver called Babu. He has just passed his driving test. He lives in Dharavi. The place where he has no sanitation, is terribly hot in summer, it dank in winter, it stinks in rainy season. And he becomes the chauffeur of the president. So when he's driving in 5-star comfort. He drives a Mercedes which is air conditioned. He has quarters for his office work because he has to be there all the time. So just by getting employment with the president, this or president or the governor of that particular state, this particular ordinary commonplace man, he works in 5-star comforts. Similarly, when the living entity dovetails everything, not 90 or 99%, the attached parts and parcels, they enjoy like Krishna. That's what Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is. When Krishna and the living entity in its pure form, they both enjoy, the enjoyment is 100%. Sometimes you feel, hey, wo khali baithega aur hum khali serving karega. What is this?
No. He doesn't keep anything for himself. Why do we experience any incompleteness? Because the way in which we have served is not full. But Krishna, who is the embodiment of rasa, raso vaisaha, when someone comes to him and gives him pure, this is different wording, dovetailing your service completely. This is what Prabhupada is saying. The attached parts and parcels also become complete. So if Krishna is experiencing fascination, they experience the same fascination. You may say every day dancing becomes boring, no? But no. For him it doesn't become boring. Every day it's a new adventure, every day mystery, every day romance, every day fun, every day joy, every day bliss. So all those who become part and parcels in that complete sense, they also become important. Prabhupada gave an example of a machine. It loses its screw. You put the screw back, the screw also gets value. You see, these are the examples which Prabhupada should give. So we'll stop here. We'll continue. That is also a figurative way of saying that the devotee experiences more bliss. That is what Krishna sometimes suspects. That I should be enjoying more because I am getting the enjoyment. And they are giving me means of enjoyment. But I see that they are enjoying more. So that suspicion leads him to become a devotee of his himself. That's another topic. So tomorrow is Mahakalyan, tomorrow is a gap. Sunday is a gap. Monday is a gap.